Clicked.
All right. We done clicked it.
Near, 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 near. Oh, why don't you go ahead and start reading? Near,
oh. The old school year is passing. We've put our books away. It's time for hope and memory on graduation day. I assume you're going to replace that with actual music.
God, no. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week, somebody's getting graduated. Somebody's getting graduated. They're graduating from school. They're going off to real life.
Yep.
It's not the Bears. Who
is
it? It's
not the Bears. It's me.
It's you. It's Willow. Everyone, Willow is back, and Willow is graduating college.
I am graduating college. Praying to graduate college.
here's how Willow freaks out about grades. Willow's all, I did horribly, and I think it doesn't matter if I fail this next thing. I'll still graduate, and then she gets an A.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the pattern, is you worry, you stress out that you totally bombed something, and then you get an A.
Mm-hmm.
Willow's
sure
a very
drives
good
everyone
student.
Insane.
It's like me having good teeth, even though I never floss. It just drives everyone insane.
Yep.
Now, I will say, I went to the dentist today, have some gum problems in the backs of my teeth. So it's not
flossing
all
time.
It's not all flowers and roses.
Flossing.
So I got to start flossing. How's your flossing?
Anyways, my flossing is fine. My teeth are fine. Yeah.
Good. How's your graduating?
I haven't graduated yet. I actually have a thing tomorrow that I didn't invite anyone to because I didn't want people to bother showing up.
Mm-hmm. Are you regretting that now?
No.
Oh, what is the
Not
thing you have tomorrow?
I have an honors convocation.
That's right. You got to get
with honors.
You're getting your ropes. You're getting your ropes. Gonna go up there with some gold ropes more than your daddy ever had. I mean, even if I had gotten ropes, I would have never known to go get them, and I would have just not had them.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known either, but they sent me an email and they sent me a letter. And
wow.
Part of me is still
they
like,
want to make sure you get...
I don't want to go.
Yeah, but then you got to make sure you get them ropes. You got to get them ropes so that when we look at you walk across the thing, we can go, that's our smart kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that I had anything to do with you being smart.
I think you did. You're a smart guy.
I have a lot to do with you having like anxiety and stuff.
Okay, well, that's just both sides of my family.
That's true. That is true. That's you on all sides.
Yeah.
inundated with mental health issues. Welcome to our genetic pool.
Woo!
Hey, everybody! Welcome to
this is a bear
our
show.
Wacky family. It's a bear show. It's a show about bears, fun bears, brown bears, roly poly bears, all shapes, all sizes, and they are graduating. That's right. This week it is the Berenstain Bears graduation day. 2014 Mike Berenstain, based on characters created by Stan and Jan Berenstain. Didn't know that. And it's a book all about the wonderful time of year. When you graduate from a grade and go on to, I guess, another grade.
It
you
doesn't even have to be
to
a grade.
Just a different a place, an idea. You referred to this as something else, though. You said this was a what?
Oh, we called it promotion at my schools.
Yeah, yeah.
And
because I mean,
only,
I guess it's grad.
It only ever happened the last year that you were like at the school. That was the only time you like did the thing.
And what were you promoted to?
The next like you were promoted from elementary to like middle school.
So I consider that still graduation.
Mm-hmm.
To me, promotion is when it's like you're done with third grade on to fourth. Like that hardly counts as graduation in my mind. But that's what this book is all about, because these kids aren't leaving elementary school.
No.
They're off to they're just doing the next thing. So let's talk about this book, because it is spring in bear country.
It is.
And it's spring
I have one
here.
Comment to make before we start, because we've already gone over the poem. The poem sounds ominous AF.
It's a time for hope and memory.
on graduation. I don't know why that just is like, that sounds like the opening to like sci-fi alien movie.
Called Graduation Day. It's graduation yeah. day and they're coming for you. Or like, what's that? Oh my God, what's that movie series called? Not The Conjuring, but the other one, the other Patrick Wilson horror movie franchise, Insidious. Mm-hmm. Insidious 5, Graduation Day. Did you hear that Patrick Wilson's directorial debut is going to be Insidious 5? The man is a theater icon. He's a brilliant actor, and he's like, I'm finally going to get to direct. I'm going to direct the fifth Insidious movie. He's amazing. He can do anything. But school is almost out in Bear Country. The daffodils have come and gone. June's coming up. No more school.
Oh, they have little like their little drawings for each holiday that passed.
What do they have?
They have the Easter bunny and some lollipops and eggs and a duck.
I think that's just some... Easter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I know that's all Easter.
It's all Easter.
Well, they have Mother's Day after that.
Yeah, yeah. And we haven't had Mother's Day yet.
No.
In real life.
No, because my school gets out in April.
Right. Your graduation's like the first week of May. So that's why we're pushing this a little early, because I wanted to sort of line up with you graduating. But there's daffodils and tulips. There's birds yelling. There's squirrels. Happy rabbit. School is out. I like the big piece of paper on the front of the school. It just says, school's out. Have a nice vacation. Like a closed sign. Do they put closed signs on schools?
I don't think so, because I'm fairly certain that schools don't ever close.
Yeah. And giving the truth to what we were talking about earlier, when they get all the kids get their documents that they have passed their grade, and they don't say graduate, they do say promoted on them.
Mm-hmm.
Sister says promoted, brother says promoted. Yeah.
So yeah, they were promoted.
Yeah, so this isn't graduation. This whole book is a lie. There's even a boy pushing a truck in the wrong direction.
There is?
He doesn't
know
how the truck works.
That's not quite right.
He doesn't know how the truck works. Poor
Simple
Simon.
Well, the truck
Simon.
Doesn't seem to know how the truck works either.
I don't know how it's supposed to go the other way, though. Because if you sit in that truck, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to sit on the front of the truck with like the bar between your legs? But then it doesn't go. You can't make it go. I guess he is doing it right.
It's the truck that's wrong.
It's the truck that's wrong. That's what it is. They spent the year learning about the moon and the earth, and brother almost killed everyone with his exploding volcano.
Yep.
I don't like that it says he even made a model of a volcano that squirted lava out the top. I don't like the descriptive use of the word squirted. I don't think of volcanoes as squirters.
No, they're like
nature's squirters.
Stop.
Yeah. Or shot out of the top, or blow out of the top, or exploded out of the top.
Erupted. Also, it's a volcano. Erupted.
Yeah. It should say out of the top, too. This just says squirted lava out the top, and that bugs me. Mike, I have trouble. I have all kinds of problems with this book. Sister Bear took care of a hamster, a lizard, a frog, butterflies, moths.
No, she didn't take care
honey
of
bear.
The butterflies. The butterflies aren't real.
The butterfly. Oh, I see. They're just pictures of butterflies.
I mean, those butterflies. You shouldn't keep that many butterflies in a case like that small.
Yeah, it's a tiny box, and there's already 6 hatched butterflies, and there's 3 more on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Let them go. If they're flying like that already, they should be out.
Yes.
Yeah. You only keep the butterflies in the cage while they're still like drying their wings.
Mm-hmm.
God, we know so much more about this than the bears do.
Also, that frog is a serial killer.
You think every frog is a serial killer. Also, it looks the way in that same shot, it looks like Sister is leaving her body.
It does.
Because there's a bear in the background, but it just looks like the spirit self of Sister like rising out of her forehead.
It's the frog stealing her soul.
We also learned that Honey Bear is a bit of a card sharp. Look at her.
She's
cubs throwing up their hands in frustration as they lose another like 10 bucks to Honey.
Yeah, she's also quite capable of counting.
Right. Yes, we get our first hint that Honey Bear might be able to count when we see an easel with 1 + 1 = 2 on it. We also learn that she is good at falling asleep.
Yes, she didn't need to learn how to do that.
You know what else the cubs like to do? They like to soccer ball. They like to basketball. They like to baseball. They like to jump the rope. They like to hop and scotch. They like to go to the Bearsonian and look at fish, feed the chicks, and lick the lambs.
Mm-hmm. Well, the lambs like to lick them.
I guess that's true. There's a lot of cubs that I've never seen before in these pictures, and I appreciate that.
Bearsonian. How do you say that museum name?
The Bearsonian. It's like the Smithsonian.
The Bearsonian, okay.
But instead of the Smiths, it's the Bears.
Of course.
They go to Farmer Ben's. I wonder how Farmer Ben feels about... Do you remember... You went to a farm in elementary school at some point.
A couple of times.
Yeah. Did you get to meet the friendly old farmer?
I think most of the time we just met staff.
Did you get to meet his crusty wife?
No.
No.
Usually farms... Like, farms that are open to the public, to like to schools to just, like, come over, generally are run by, like, a company.
That's true. Or a school. I think the U runs some farms around here. They also like to go outside, like, to swim, hike, fish incorrectly.
That's a really interesting way to swim.
Brother is very good at swimming. He skims across the surface like a water boatman.
Jesus.
He is... Yes, he's a swimming Jesus. Jesus didn't float across the water on his chest.
Well, but he's resting exactly on top of the water.
He can't go below the water. Right, no part of his body is... He's swimming. He's like moving, kicking his legs and moving his arms. But yeah, his entire torso is above the surface of the water, which, I mean, that's some buoyancy on that boy.
At least they all seem to be spending time together.
Who does?
The siblings and the family. Who is this green-shirted boy?
I don't know. So there's you see them outside toasting marshmallows. You see brother and sister, but then there's like, yeah, some strange like cub. Like, it's not Freddy because he doesn't have glasses. It's like Barry Bruin or somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. Now we are like more than halfway through the book and we haven't even touched on graduation yet.
Nope.
I do have a question though. We see their calendar and it's all marked off, counting down the days till the graduation, and it looks like brother has been marking the calendar off with a lipstick.
Yeah, definitely. Also, they get out of school on June 19th.
Yes.
Why?
Juneteenth, which it's Juneteenth. It's also my mother's birthday, so happy birthday, Gail Gonzalez. On Berenstain Bears graduation day.
I've gotten out of school sometime, like, late in June, at least I thought. That's late.
I think back home in Texas, school went well into June. But we also had, like, a ton of days off during the year, so I don't know. It certainly isn't that late here. When is the last day of school here? I should probably find that out. I think it's early June. In any case, yes, they don't get out of school until June 19th. And, Sister says, best of all, we get to wear cute graduation costumes. And brother's like,
false.
Ugh. And he's making a face. Like, his mouth is doing something. His mouth. Mike with the mouth. This is a weird face. It looks like he got punched really hard in the mouth and like part of his jaw broke. Also, I guess he's drawing Brother Bear with a cowlick back there now. Because in all the pictures, brother's got this weird little cowlick. Out of
Sister
the back
Bear
of his head,
too.
And I've never noticed it before, but I guess that's a thing. I guess that's a thing. Sister also looks huge in that picture.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. And then it's graduation day. They put on their... So the boys get blue and the girls get white, I assume, is what we're seeing here?
I think so. I thought that... Because I thought maybe Brother Bear was graduating like from like school. I thought maybe there were like two different costumes, but no, he's just getting promoted for fourth grade. So
right, and then I was like, maybe every other grade has a different color, but Sister's two grades below him. So
yeah, and apparently they decided that they wanted to, except for Honey Bear and Sister, they wanted to have a boy and then a girl and a boy and then a girl. But Sister Bear and Honey, they got to go right after each other, completely ruining the cohesion. Also, they don't do this by grade level; they just do it by whatever, I guess.
What are you talking about?
The processional picture. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yo, you jumped way ahead. We haven't even talked about Grizzly Gramps and Gran crying or the fact that Gramps is still using a 19th century pocket watch to tell the time.
That's true.
Time to get going, youngins. You don't want to be late for your own graduation day. And I'm like, they're not driving, Gramps. That's up to the parents. They're ready to go. Also, the owl
also,
lamp
glasses.
Is in the picture.
Look at their glasses.
What about
those?
What about
are not them? Useful.
Also, look at the owl lamp. It's particularly evil today.
Yep.
Okay, now we... Okay, was there a reason why the graduation band has to be that bad?
Apparently
not. It's just a violin and a tuba, and the violinist is in pain.
They're twins, too.
I know, they dress the same.
Yeah. There's a symbol back there. Not a symbol,
all the bears are twins, by the way.
Is it called a symbol?
It's a hi-hat. There's no drummer. There's just a lone hi-hat that's just hanging out behind the tuba. I guess maybe the tubist like reaches over and smacks it every once in a while. But this means that like it's like and then it's like somebody screeching on violin like
Hey, it said they played good and loud.
Crash. Crash.
The music notes certainly don't suggest good.
Look, says Gran, there's brother, sister, and honey. Yeah, I guess the siblings all get to graduate together.
I guess. Does that mean just there are only nuclear families in Bear Country because the siblings are all together, so it's a boy and then a girl and then a boy and then a girl?
It's not a boy and then a girl and then a boy and then a girl.
It is. If the girls are wearing white,
oh,
and
you mean the processional.
Blue.
I thought you meant the bear family.
No.
No, it's why is there one cub in the back with its hat down over its eyes? I don't. There's a cub in blue. It's a really weird picture.
I don't know.
You're right. Like everyone else, it's all white, blue, except for our cubs. So Honeycomb talks, Principal Honeycomb. Gramps jumps up on his chair and almost dies. Ferdy Factual gives a great speech. But everyone falls asleep during it, which is kind of rude.
It really is.
Yeah, he's like a little boy.
It's very rude. Yeah, like, what is wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
Sportsmanship, hard work. What?
I like that Ferdy Factual, though, has, like, long hair, like, over his collar. Like, he wears his hair long in the back. Like a true hipster.
He's graduating with honors. You can tell by his red robe.
Oh, you're right. Yes, there is graduating with honors in the third grade in Beartown. And
also,
apparently he's the only one
because color.
I don't see anyone else wearing red. So
nope.
It's just Ferdy. He made up his own major.
Yeah. He's actually graduating from college. He's a super genius. He just came back for graduation.
Right. Grizzly Gramps brought like a vuvuzela. He's going nuts in the audience, making noise. And Gran is ready to dump him again. She's ready to leave again. She's fed up with this loud.
He didn't bring an instrument. He brought a flashlight, and he stuck it in his mouth.
Or he stuck it next to his mouth.
Yeah.
Because that's not in his mouth.
No, it's not. Also, his hat's doing something funny.
Yeah, this whole thing's a mess. They graduate all together now. 1, 2, 3. They throw their caps in the air, which, as anyone who's ever attended a graduation knows, they tell you explicitly not to do. Please, please, please do not throw your caps in the air at the end of graduation. You'll never be able to find yours again, but everyone does it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's the only problem because they stopped allowing you to customize them.
I mean, Sister customized hers. It has a bow on top.
She's going to get expelled.
Good.
Hers has a bow on top, and she's also wearing a bow underneath it.
Yeah, it's bows all the way down, baby.
Yep.
It'd be funny also if Honey had like graduated a ribbon around hers. No, they just got promoted. Teachers constantly promote Too Tall because they don't want to put up with him for another year. Also, there's only two teachers at the school anyway, Teacher Bob and Teacher Jane. which is really confusing to me. At the very beginning of the book, we see the cubs in class. And brother and sister are sitting in the same classroom. And I was very confused and upset for a while. It was like when I saw the Peanuts movie and all the kids are in the same classroom, even though they're all not only different ages, but they go to different schools. But it's, I think, because it's like a special assembly where they get their promotion certificates.
I didn't think they were in the same classroom.
Oh, they're not in the same classroom. You're right. I was conflating it in my mind. I was remembering them as being next to each other, but they're next to each other in isolated circles.
Also, why is the daycare there? Do all elementary schools have daycares?
Our high school did.
Our high school did too. But this isn't a high school.
Yeah, right. Very few of the students have had children. Maybe it's a service they provide. Maybe the students watch the kids. I don't know.
That's illegal.
All I know is that Honey counts 1, 2, 3, and she throws her cap in the air. And Gran says, I didn't know Honey could count. And Papa says, she learned it this year in daycare. That's what graduation day is all about. Being proud of everything our students did in school this year. And Mama says, and being excited about all the wonderful things they'll be doing next year.
Why do they refer to their kids as students? And their students.
We have some wonderful students, Mama. Gramps takes a picture of the end. Like, that's the way... this book is literally just the Cubs... The school year ends.
Yep.
The end.
What is happening with Sister in that picture? Looks like somebody's removed her head.
Which... Oh, yeah. Someone did remove her head. That was a missing page. Mike originally wrote this as Sister... So what happened is... Sister disobeyed Mama, and so she said, there's some juicy apples in this trunk. And when Sister leaned over to get an apple out of the trunk, Mama slammed the lid down and cut her head off. And then she put the head back on the body and wrapped a scarf around it, and then told Brother to go up and box his sister in the ear. And when he did, her head fell off, and Brother...
I see what's happening now. The Papa's hand and Sister's other hand are... they have no lines separating them. So it just looks like Papa has one big hand and Sister has a weird, like, plate under her chin.
It looks like Papa has a big, like, scoop hand.
Yeah.
That he's, like, gripping Sister's neck with. That is the problem when everyone has the same skin tone. But if we all had the same skin tone, what a wonderful world it would be. I mean, you know, we'd probably find another reason to hate each other. But so that's the Berenstain Bears, what is it called? Graduation Day. So why do you think this book exists?
That's not, he didn't graduate with honors. That's just, why is the principal wearing a graduation uniform?
Oh, they tend to, like professors and stuff tend to.
Really?
Yeah. They wear their like robes and their like, and their vestments.
I remember that for my graduation.
Well, you weren't really paying attention.
I wasn't. I didn't want to be there. So
you didn't have a Ferdy factual talking. You had a political progressive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it looks like the principal is the one with the red tassel, and then Ferdy factual is the one with the golden tassel. But Ferdy factual is still wearing the like red thing.
Yeah, I assume that he's like magna cum laude or whatever.
Sure.
I assume that he's like the valedictorian of third grade, I guess. I don't know. They don't explain it.
True, they don't explain it. Also, Grizzly Gran on this cover has, like, an orb in her cheek.
Grizzly Gran has an orb in her cheek?
Yeah.
On the cover? Oh, God, you're right. Grizzly Gran's blowing a huge whistle and her cheek is all puffed out, but it's a perfect circle. It's kind of gross. Mm-hmm. It's very Dizzy Gillespie-esque. I think this book exists. Period. That's the end of my statement. No, I think this book exists. I think it's one of those things where they were like, we need a Berenstain Bears book people can give as a gift on graduation day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every other character has their, like, graduation gift book. We should have a graduation gift book. That's the only reason I can imagine this exists. Like, very few schools do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. It's a weird topic, and nothing happens. There's no plot.
It's just a walkthrough.
Right. No one's, like, nervous about it. Like, Honey Bear isn't like, oh, it's Honey Bear's first graduation. She's too scared to go walk or so. There's none of that happens. They plan for graduation. They get dressed for graduation. They go to graduation. Graduation is over. The end.
Yep. The only like hint that there might be some conflict is Brother Bear not wanting to like wear the uniform, but that's not anything.
No. Yeah. He's like, I don't want to dress in a thing. And then he just does.
Yep.
Like it'd be funny if he flatly refused to and like kicked up his fuss and like mm-hmm. refused to get in the car.
Yeah. But he didn't.
But it would also it would also be very out of character.
Yeah. Also, do the schools like, do they loan the graduation uniforms out? Like, or do they have to buy new ones every year?
Yeah, you loan them out. Like, that's what we did in my high school. Mm-hmm. You paid a little fee and you rented the graduation.
Because, like, does that mean then that every bear family every year has to pay a fee to rent the...
I guess maybe they buy their kids then. If you're going through 12 of... Well, then you grow out of them, though.
Mm-hmm.
No, you would rent them each year. You would have to rent them each year. Otherwise,
yeah.
You'd have, like, 12 different... I accidentally made my chair go down. 12 different sizes of graduation gown
yeah,
in your closet, like, for each child.
But with the renting, if they're doing daycare kids, those things ain't coming back, like,
oh, yeah.
Spotless.
Unpooped on?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, those kids are pooping all over them gowns.
So, like...
smearing it all over.
What happens? Do they just put these, like... does the school hold on to that? Is there a graduation? Like, does somebody have to make all of these graduation things?
There's a graduation closet at school. Well, remember... Mm-hmm. Okay. Well... what's weird is how many kids go to this school, because it's a very small schoolhouse, but when you look in the audience, it's like there's a hefty number of kids in there.
Yeah.
I'm calling shenanigans. How many kids? Let me see. Like, you look in this audience, there's, well, like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We see 14 kids in the procession, but, like, we see Ferdy Factual, but we don't see, like, Cousin Fred. I don't see Queenie McBear. I don't see... Lizzie
and
Bruin.
It's cut off, so clearly there's probably more.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Well, there's 14, 15 throwing their caps in the air. Oh, 16, 17 in the background. There's a bunch of kids at this school.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I was going with that.
There's too many kids. But... do they? Because Too Tall would have to, clearly needs to have his gown specially made, because he's giant.
Yes. Of course, we don't see Too Tall from the waist down. For all we know, his gown only reaches to, like, his thighs.
It just seems like a lot of work for every year for an elementary school.
It does. It does. I think you should write a letter.
Mike, what's up, man? Have you ever been to an elementary school?
He's like, yes, I have been to an elementary school. This is exactly what they used to do. Please stop writing me. I've got other things going on. This book is almost 10 years old.
Dang. I mean...
that's the Berenstain Bears.
10 years ago, I was in elementary
day.
School.
What did you think of the book?
It was great. I loved it.
Did it make you excited for graduation?
I don't want to go to graduation.
Did it? But you're not as afraid anymore.
I'm not afraid.
Now that you've seen the Berenstain Bears do it.
I'm not afraid. It just seems like it's going to be weird.
And then you'll be an adult.
It's going to be over.
Yeah. Until you go to grad school.
Until I go to grad school, which I am planning on doing.
Yeah. So it's never over.
It's never over, but it'll be over for a year.
Yeah.
And I'll get a job and live as an adult woman.
Just like the Berenstain Bears.
Yep.
Can we end this?
Yeah, please.
Have we talked about this book enough? Berenstain Bears graduation day. Pick it up. It's 10 out of 10. No notes.
Yeah, I mean, what could we make notes on?
Yeah. Yeah, I have nothing to say about this book. It exists. It was my excuse to get you on the show again.
Hell yeah. I like being on the show.
I know. We were going to record another episode today, but your throat is done.
My voice is peak efficiency, right? It's not at peak efficiency. It's the opposite. What's the opposite of peak? Slope deficiency.
Valley.
Slope
valley
deficiency.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you want to hear me and Willow talk some more, listen to our podcast, which we swear we're going to record again one of these days. It's Del Toro time. We've got some Faulkner coming up. A Rose for Emily.
Yeah.
If you want to hear us talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, see you later. Goodbye.
If you want to hear this show some more, listen to some more of this show. Listen to us talk on that show. Listen to me talk on Pizza Toast, where we're covering Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. We'll be covering the Are You There, God? The Margaret book and movie. And more Berenstain Bears fun and shenanigans coming up.
Yeah.
So I'm in a weird mood right now. So
this show always goes so well when we do it together.
Apologies to the world. Apologies to my parents. Apologies to the Berenstains. Apologies to my daughter Willow. And I will see you all next time, deep in Bear Country.
Goodbye.